But you don't have to wait. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You can praise Him now.
Amen.
You can praise Him now in the miracles. Amen. Somebody said the other day on TV, said, well, you know, God's not a microwave oven sending blessings out and doing this for you and doing that for you. But God can't deny His word. And He said, you love me, I will love you beyond your imagination. I will bless you in all that you do. You put your heart to me, and I will bless you. I will lead you. I will direct your path. That's the God that we love. Amen.
Amen.
That's the God who says, I love you back.
Praise God this morning.
Your time. Whose time? Your, not the church's time, not somebody else's time. It's your time to change friends, change your family, bring them to God, tell them about Jesus. Tell them something in their life that will change them forever. Amen? Hallelujah.
Jesus, amen. Are you sure?
Let's just. Well, you better get the seatbelts. I'm warning you. When we get started, let's stand up and pray together, church. Hallelujah. Great day to be in God's house. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Jesus taught us that prayer. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, oh man, you ready to get the seatbelts? Praise the Lord.
We had to do a memorial service yesterday, a graveside service, my wife and I, for some very good friends of ours, and then tomorrow we have to do an entire memorial service. Tomorrow we have to do a celebration service from some friends of ours whose wife passed away. She left here. She's with Jesus, amen. So that just meant that this whole week I spent a lot of time in this book, and I am fired up. You guys better get the seatbelts ready. And I want some precipitation too. Less responsive reading, Psalm 42. And remember as we do this, brothers and sisters, that this is God's word. When we're reading God's word, and this is the power. This is where your strength comes from. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Hallelujah. My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? My soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, for the multitude that kept a pilgrim's feast. Deep call unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me. No matter how low you get, no matter what you're going through, guess what? God is with you. Amen. That song that Gene sang mentioned Ancient of Days. Don't let that be something strange to you. That simply means God the Father. He was in the beginning. He is the Ancient of Days. Amen. It's that simple. It's that clean. It's all about Jesus. All about God. Praise the Lord. And we have children here today, and it's perfect timing because guess what we're going to talk about today? Children. Praise God. Good job. I want to be short with the testimony, not because I don't want to shortchange God, because I'm just excited about the message it'll go along. But I just want to just tell you again yesterday, it wasn't that we were that close to being in an accident with the car, but he was on our side of the road when we came around the corner. And I was saying to myself, boy, we haven't had the boat in the water yet. We haven't done, we have it, and we have to, you know, all these things coming upon us that we have to do, and we feel blessed to be able to do these things, and maybe a little overwhelmed at times, but God is with us. So at that moment when that happened, I realized how happy I was to go get coffee and ice cream with my bride. How wonderful the day was, and I saw it in a complete different way, amen? And I just pray that you understand and pray that you stay with me and you learn that emotion, that when you feel like things are coming on you and things aren't fair, or you think you wish you'd be doing other things, and then you stop for a second and say, wait a minute, this is a beautiful day. It could be raining and be a beautiful day. It could be snowing and be a beautiful day, and I'm watching it snow. What a blessing. Let me enjoy what I've got to enjoy, because God knows what's in your heart, amen? He knows the desires of your heart. He's not going to let you down. He wants you to enjoy everything that he has for you. And that's the testimony, to see God, even in your disappointments. Anybody's ever been frustrated beside me? Well, praise the Lord. God knows when you're frustrated, and he's saying, I got it covered. He's saying, you're frustrated. Okay, I get it, but come talk to me for a while. Get your mind off of that. And I'll help you. I'll lead you. I'll comfort you. And then maybe I'll make you laugh and you'll forget the frustration. See, that's God. And that's the testimony. That's our God of the Bible. You're hearing a lot of gods in the world. Amen? You're seeing about people doing things in the name of the Lord and doing terrible things to other people in the name of God. I don't know what God that is. All I will say is, it's not the God of this book. Amen? It's not the God of the Bible. But brothers and sisters, that's the testimony, and that's your answered prayer. And Lord, I'm just going to pray simply that we learn to keep our eyes on you. On you. We see the troubles. We watch the TV. We hear the news. We hear our friends. We know the sickness. But we need to keep our hand on. We know there's people lost, people crazy, people doing things, Lord, that we find we get scared about. Lord, but we need to forget that. Close it off and keep our eye on you. Because there is nothing, I say there is nothing in this world that you have not seen before. We don't have that. We don't have anything special that was any different than anybody before us. You've seen it. We got to focus on you and enjoy each day we have with glory. And as we humble ourselves and enjoy the days, you will lift us up and you will bring us to places in peace that we didn't understand before. That's why we come to church. That changes our lives. We find loved ones. We find a family. And then we learn to be with them and we learn to enjoy them because of you. That's simple. Focus on God. Don't focus on the bad things. Don't focus on the pain. Don't focus on the suffering. Focus on God. Just know that there's nothing that's happening today that he hasn't seen before. Your God's in control. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just want to serve you and love you more. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Give him praise, church. Pray for me tomorrow. Tomorrow we're doing a memorial service, as I told you. We're going to do a celebration for a reverend from the church that I spent 15 years in. 15 years I spent with them as a humble musician, as a humble guitar player, and they made me a deacon, and I love that. But I'm telling you, I'm going to be around people who don't see me as a pastor. I'm just telling you, I'm going to be around some people, and I feel honored that he asked us to do this service. He goes to this church. 15 years I've known him, tithing every week. He said everything that the church does, he does, yet he called us to be the celebration for this. I need you to pray for me that my strength will be good, that I will stay humble, and that I will just say the words that God wants me to say and not worry about what I'm going to be looking at. Would you do that for me and my wife? Thank you. Praise God. Pull the seatbelts. I want to hear amen. If you agree with what I'm saying, I want you to clap. I want you to get, and it's and just, here we go. How many times have you heard somebody say, we need to have a conversation? Somebody that has an injustice, amen? We need to have a conversation. Somebody who's doing things that we know are different. So, well, we need to have a conversation about. You need to accept. You need to accept this, and if you don't accept it, we need to have a conversation. Have you heard that? People feel that, oh, we're just so, things are coming, and personal choices. You don't agree with my personal choice? We need to have a conversation, amen? Well, you know what? Praise God. We need to have a conversation. But the conversation must begin with God. Amen? I agree. Let's have a conversation. But let us start with God. Start the conversation with our children. Our children with God. Amen? Have a conversation about our life with God, our walk with God, our lives with Jesus. Amen? Let's start the conversation right there. Hallelujah. Not after. Not after all the stuff, but before the stuff, amen? Not after the things are already gone, the children are hurting, the adults are hurting, and people are hurting each other. It's too late to have that conversation, amen? We got to have a conversation about God. Hallelujah. Who's leading our children today? What are they teaching our children today? What part of does God have in what we're teaching the children today? And I'm talking about children, and we are blessed today to have those beautiful children. Give those praise. They look beautiful today. Look at how they're dressed. Look at the respect and their form and their smile and how they came today. That is God, amen? There's hope. There's a future that we can look for and hold on to, amen? Hallelujah. That's what we need to talk about today. Who's leading them? Before they grow. Morals. Amen? Morals. Values. Respect. Remember we said last week, respect's not given. Amen, Deacon Gary? It's not given. Respect is? You earn your respect by standing up as a man, as a woman, as a child, to respect your teachers. Amen? To respect the principal. Respect your boss. Whether you disagree with him or not, he's your boss. You need to respect him. Amen? But we got to start from the beginning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Respect for others and respect for yourself. Amen? Respect for yourself. Look in the mirror and say, I fall short every day. I need more of God. I need to respect myself. Hallelujah. Children having children. Amen? Can we have a conversation? Should we start before that happens? Children without mothers and fathers. Well, they have fathers, but it's got nothing to do with love and God. Amen? Nothing. Amen? So they have children. We need to have a conversation about God. Hallelujah. I ask you this. Why is it, and this is your pastor's opinion, but this is just what I see in all the things that I hear about, we need to have a conversation. Amen? Why is it that those people that say we need to have a conversation are wearing the best suits in the house? They're driving the best cars. They're very successful. People in Hollywood, other people on television you see, they're successful. They've made more money. They have a home that we can't go to because it's a gated community. But they're telling us, why is it those people who say we need to have a conversation? They already have obtained everything that they put their hands on. Amen? They've obtained. And they're up here and now they're looking down saying, we need to have a conversation about what? Amen? Why is it always the wealthy, the successful? They've enjoyed everything that they've become. They've earned their way. So evidently something was working for them. Why don't they start telling us what it was that made them successful? Let's have that conversation. What did you do that you're successful, that you have a brand new car, that you live in a beautiful house, that you live in a community that you go to the best stores, that you wear the best suits? Let's have that conversation. Tell me what you did so I can do it too. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are we stealing? And you're going to laugh, but I want you to laugh because this is so true. We are stealing our children's youth. Are you with me? What happened to Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck? What happened to rabbit season, duck season, one of my all-time favorite cartoons? You ask a child about the cartoons today, they don't know about Bugs and Daffy. They don't know Yosemite Sam. They don't know Felix the Cat, the wonderful cat. He laughs so much, your heart will break. Casper the... Thank you, Lord. You're only a child. Those beautiful children, they're only a child for a minute. They have youth and they have the peace. They have the beautiful, just... They have that joy that you only have as a child. We're stealing it from our youth. We're stealing their innocence. We're putting in front of them, not you but the world, drugs and alcohol. Amen? They're putting iPhones and computers in front of them. And that becomes mom and dad. Let's be honest, amen? They're becoming the babysitter. So the child doesn't go out and play. The child doesn't have that joyful life. He doesn't watch Felix the Cat, Casper. He doesn't watch Yosemite Sam or the Roadrunner. Amen? We're stealing the youth. We're stealing their joy, their innocence. Are you with me? Hallelujah. The world is more concerned about getting a drug legalized, more concerned about accepting everything in the world, regardless. Some of the world is all, they're just focused on destroying the Bible, amen? Destroying your God. Tearing your God down every day. Tearing something else that we believe in, that we hold sacred, that we want everybody to receive. They're tearing it down, amen? Have we ever said no to a Christian? We would never. We want everybody to know Jesus, amen? Do I get an amen from that? We want everybody to know Jesus because he knows. We want to share. He can be with anybody. Jesus wants to be with everybody who loves him, amen? So we need to tell people about Jesus. It's free, amen? The kids, they're left to their own to learn from who and from what. Thank you, Lord. At the time, his disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the what?
Greatest.
Hallelujah. Then Jesus, good guys. Then Jesus called a little child to him. Praise God if this doesn't touch you. And he set him in the midst of them. And he said, assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become as a little children, as little children, you will no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself, whoever does what? As this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. He is the what? Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. This is Jesus telling you, not your pastor. I'm reading right out of Matthew. He receives me. Now listen to this, brothers and sisters. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he was drowned in the depths of the sea. So I'm telling you, are we stealing our children's youth? Are we doing something? Why have a conversation? Hallelujah. Are you with me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then the little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, who said it? Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. All right. Want to have a conversation? The world says have a conversation. Let's have a conversation. Matthew 6:33. But seek first. Seek what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. How do you seek it? First. And all these things shall be added to you. How many things? So what's the conversation begin with? Seek ye what? First, the kingdom of God. Amen. And all these things. What you wear, it says. What you eat. What you do for work. How you live your... It says, because not to worry. He said, the first thing you do is add the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. Amen. Let's have a conversation. Are you with me? Yeah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. And listen to this and pray for those. Therefore... Whoever confesses me before God, this is Jesus saying, whoever confesses me, whoever talks about me, whoever tells people about me, hallelujah, confesses before man, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. Isn't that a blessing? Your name in heaven, you're talking about Jesus, Sergio, to somebody, and Jesus is saying, hey, listen to Sergio. Sergio's confessing me, Dad. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. How many people you hear saying the Bible's not real, God's not real, there's no such thing as God, Jesus isn't real? How many times have you heard that? Amen? Whoever denies him, this is Jesus' words, not your pastor's. Whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You guys are good. Thank you, Jesus. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house that belonged, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Are you listening to that? Let me say that again. I messed it up. Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. Back then, tax collectors were not very nice people. Amen. They were thieves. Amen. They would tax the people however they saw fit. They were not looked on very nicely. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? When Jesus heard that, he said to them, those who are well have no need for a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Jesus is looking for compassion. He wants to give forgiveness. Jesus had no interest in unbelievers. You know why? Because they have their own God. When he said, I have no need, if you don't need the physician, you don't need me. Does anybody here feel perfect today? Because if you feel perfect today, you don't need to be here. Amen? But if you don't feel perfect, we need Jesus. Amen? And he's calling on you. And he's saying that. We're not perfect today. And Jesus is saying for those, he's saying it again, and he said, those who are well have no need of a physician. He's saying those people who don't know me and think their life is perfect and everything is what they want it to be and they have all that they want, they don't have any need for me. Amen? They don't need me. They don't want me. They don't know me. So they don't know me, and Jesus says, I have no need to talk to them. I don't know them. I will deny them in front of my Father. Amen? Are you with me? Thank you, Lord.
Quiet. Don't get quiet. Make me nervous.
Praise the Lord. You think that this is as bad as that you see the things in the world and the things the world wants us to accept and the things that they're tearing God down here and they're tearing. They say, oh, this is crazy. This is bad. I just want to remind you that God came for the sinners, amen? He came for the sinners to repent. But if you think it's evil and you think this is a bad time, I want to read something from Genesis. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Two angels. And he said, hear now, my lords, please turn into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way. And the angel, and they said, no, we'll spend the night in the open square. But he insisted strongly. So they turned into him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, say that with me, the men of Sodom, both old and young, say that with me too, old and young, so you know who they are. All the people from every quarter surrounded the house. What did they do? And they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally. Y'all know what that means? The children here, I don't want to, do you understand what that means? You understand what these men want to do to the two men of God? You think it's bad today? You think this is something God hasn't seen? This is in Genesis. This is over 2,000 years ago. Amen? Moses is telling us this. They want to know them carnally. So Lot went out to them and through the doorway. He shut the door behind him and said, please, my brethren. He's calling them brethren. He's calling them his brothers. Do not do so wickedly. See now, he said. Listen to what he said. Listen to how bad it is there, that this is what will be acceptable to him. Because it's so bad, he's finding this acceptable. Listen to what Lot says. See now, I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you and to you to do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof. Understand the depth here. Amen. What you're seeing today is nothing new to God. Lot is so confused and so into the world. He called them brethren and he said, let me give you my daughters. So he thought that that would be acceptable. Amen. You see how different, upside down the world was then? And they said, stand back. What did they say? Then they said, this one came in to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. So they pressed hard against the man Lot and came near to break down the door. Break down the door. You feel like your door's about being ready to break down, anybody? You feel oppressed? You feel injustice about ready to break down? Listen to what happened next. But the men of God reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. What had happened? God came in. Amen? The men of God came, reached around, and he pulled Lot into the house. And then they struck the men who were in the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so they were becoming weary trying to find the door. Hallelujah. We must rise above. God knows. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
God knows. We must rise above. We must let go and rise above.
I know you don't. Oh, I got it.
I'm just so fired up, I don't want to miss anything. We got to remember where we came from, amen? Remember where you came from. Look in the mirror. Remember where you came from. And we need to rise up and rise above everything that you're seeing. That story 2,000 years ago sounds like today. It could be today. People say this world's upside down. I say, no, but God's in control. God's seen this before. This isn't anything new to God. Amen? We need to rise up. We need to find God in our hearts and our spirits. We must always, everybody say that with me, always pray for others. Are you with me? Always pray for others. Never curse. David, amen, right? Never curse. I'm not saying because I didn't, David. I'm telling you. Because when you curse others, you are doing a disservice to who? You call yourself a Christian. The Bible says to pray for those that come against you. Amen. The Bible says to pray for those you think you have done something wrong to you. Amen. Not to curse them. Are you with me? To curse is a sin against God. Against who? You walk as a Christian. Amen. You walk as a Christian. You walk Christ-like. They judge your God. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. They judge your God, Sergio, your God, by the words that you say. And they're going to judge you harshly because they don't like God already. They don't like the Bible already. They think the Bible is full of stuff. They're full of things and just entrapments and bondage. So, and you start to curse people, and then you've risen above yourself, amen? You've called yourself perfect. You start to curse people, you forget where you came from, amen? You need to remember in the mirror where you came from, and then you will never curse another person. I don't care what they do to you. You won't curse them because they're God's children, amen? Just like you are, and just like you want God to forgive you, amen? You need to forgive them. How many times? 7 times 70 times 70 times 70, amen? You continue to forgive and walk, and then you don't hold the bondage, and you don't have to repent, and you don't have to get on your knees to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's have a conversation. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" I am not a person who preaches about the end of times. Amen? Because God said to worry about today. The Bible says not to be concerned about when Jesus is coming back. It means to be concerned about today. Amen? This is all I have, so there's no sense in me worrying about. But it's also important to see the things that are happening and know that this is God working. Amen? And Jesus said to them, who said it? "Take heed that no one deceives you." No one. No one deceives you. "For many will come in my name." Amen? "Saying, I am the Christ," and will deceive many. How many will he deceive? "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled." How many words is that? 6 words. This is an order from Jesus. Are you with me? "See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations will rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow." I want to go further, but I'm not today. I'm going to ask you to come back next week, and if you miss it, get it on the tape, because I'm going to read something that you probably miss. It's something from Jesus' brother. It's in this book. We're going to go through the entire one book of Jesus' brother that continues to tell this so that you know that God is in control, amen? That you know that God has seen what's going on, that he's dealt with it before. He's asking us to pray, amen? He's asking us to pray for others. Are you with me? He's asking you to rise above the injustices, rise above the things that you think are coming against you at work or at school. He's asking you, he's telling us to take care of those children. Amen. He's telling us we better take care. We better not tell them something that's against God. Amen. We better not teach them one thing against God. Oh boy, are we in big trouble. Amen. The Bible said better to have a millstone wrapped around your neck and be put in the ocean. If we do one thing to those beautiful children, those peaceful, those children there who God sees as the head of the kingdom of God, amen? The greatest. Those right there, look at them. They're the greatest in the kingdom. Not you, amen? They are. And our job is to have that conversation. And that conversation starts where? Hallelujah. Now, this is the closing for today. The Bible said that they are many, too numerous to number, who are ready. I hear people saying, I want to save the lost. I want to save the sick. And God is saying, there's enough. There's people we need. There's out there ready, ready to hear the word. Amen. The Bible said they're too numerous to number. People ready to hear Jesus' word. Are you with me? They're ready. They're willing. They're waiting. Don't spend your time on people who are going to look at you and sneer at you and walk away and mock this book. Amen. Don't spend your time with them, because the Bible said there's plenty of people who want to hear what you have to say. Plenty of lives to change. Plenty of families to change. God's saying the harvest is ready. You didn't do the work. Amen. Somebody else before you did the work, and they're waiting for you to finish the job. Somebody already planted, turned the soil over, planted it, and the people are waiting. They're hungry for you. Not the people who don't want to know God. Amen. You see enough of that. Amen. You see enough of people. You see enough of people doing things you're saying, oh Lord. But let me tell you one more thing. You'll be surprised. Amen. Say that with me. You'll be surprised who you see in heaven. You're going to see murderers in heaven. Amen. You're going to see the meanest, ugliest things in the world. The people you thought you're going to see, they're going to be in heaven. Why? Because they repented. Amen. Because they got down on their knees and said, Lord, forgive me. So before you judge anybody or anything, and you see the things of the world, before you judge them, remember, you might see them in heaven someday. Amen? You might see them there. So pray for them and never curse them. Amen? And just take care of your spirit. Take care of your spirit and your mind. God is saying that again. Hallelujah. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. Jesus is telling you that this morning. That's your job. See that you are not troubled. Seek ye first. Hallelujah. And all things will be added. Let's start the conversation where it belongs. Amen. Give him praise and glory. That's the conversation we need to have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Next week, I'm going to read the book of Jude. And you will, if you've never read it, or maybe you read it before and you've forgotten, I will tell you that it is absolutely powerful and so amazingly today. This book, this old book, thousands of years old, this book is today, amen? This Bible, today. Praise God.
Ask God to cleanse you today of your iniquities. Just don't look back. Don't look back. The Bible says forgetting the things of the past, amen? Amen?
Amen.
We can say amen in this church. Hallelujah. He says, forgetting the things of the past. Don't say, boy, I wish I didn't do that last week or yesterday. Or whatever. Just ask God to forgive you this morning. Ask him to remove the iniquities. Ask him to help you to see that person in the mirror and not to worry about other people and not to judge. And just to look at yourself and ask God to cleanse you so that we receive this morning the remembrance, the Lord's Supper, as we remember Jesus for what he did. The reason why we can get into the throne room, amen, is because of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He took the bread, blessed and broke it, saying, this is my body. It's going to be torn for you. I'm going to stand in the gap. I'm going to take your pain. I'm going to take your chastisement. I'm going to take your iniquities upon myself. I'm going to do it once and once only, for once and for all. And he asked them to eat and do this in remembrance of him. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. This is a beautiful time to talk to the Lord. A beautiful time to just thank him. To spend a minute with him remembering Jesus. You and Jesus. In the midst of thousands of people, it's still you and Jesus. You and Jesus. Praise the Lord. Enjoy God. Enjoy him. Celebrate him, trust him, lean on him, know him. That still small voice that he whispers in your ear. As my wife said, remove the static so you can hear that voice. We don't need any other rules or regulations. We don't need any other bondage. We don't need to accept anything except what the Lord says is ours. We don't need to accept anybody else's ideas except what the Bible says. We don't need to change one word of the Bible. We don't need to organize and make our own rules. We just need to follow those beautiful rules that Jesus laid in front of us. Love each other as we love ourselves. Hallelujah. And we remember this morning what Jesus did for us on that cross in Jesus' name. Stay humble. Stay humble. Stay in prayer. And know what he said when he poured the wine into a cup. Jesus said, "This is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins." Brothers and sisters, he did it once and once and for all. He doesn't need to do it again. He's done it for you. We do this in remembrance of him. Funny how God sent children here today. Thank you, Jesus, that you sent some children here today for us to see and be with. That we would teach them your ways and your words. And they grow and tell others about you. Tell their friends in school about you and their teachers about you. Save souls, save friends. We hear enough of the other. We need to hear more about Jesus. Seek ye first. Seek ye first. And all things shall be added therein. God.